I mean no insult,
Patnal Ovin said, digging into a thick Nerf steak in one of the better restaurants in the Senate district.
But Win Dorvin's voice put half the Senate to sleep today. I'm sure what he said was important, but most of it was drowned out by snoring on my right and left.
Patnal Ovin, former leader of Ovin's Sand Panthers, looked woefully out of place in the refined, subdued atmosphere of the restaurant. Even though he no longer bristled with weapons or wore sand-saturated robes, he looked what he was, a rough-hewn warrior, more used to using a knife to kill an enemy than to simply cut up a Nerf steak. Han and Leia exchanged amused glances.
You're not the only one to have commented on that, Leia said. And don't worry, he's the first to acknowledge it.
He would not have made a good Sand Panther.
Han made a noise that fell somewhere between laughter and choking. Leia patted him on the back, hard-pressed not to smile herself.
I do not think Win Dorvin would have joined such an organization.
Always alert for criticism, even from friends, Ovin looked at her sharply.
Because he thinks I'm a terrorist?
Goals can be reached in different ways, Leia said. And his strength lie in different areas. Perhaps if one such as Dorvin had been a Klaatuinian elder, for instance, the Treaty of Vontor might have been abolished legally. Surely even your brother would have admitted that would be preferable to violence. I know you feel so.
He nodded and said gruffly,
As I said, I believe Acting Chief of State Dorvin has things worth listening to. But a leader needs more. A leader needs charisma and the power of his conviction.
Leia thought of watching Dorvin racing up the steps in an effort to save Raynar Thul from being killed.
Give him a bit more time. He might surprise you. Still waters run deep.
All waters run deep where I am from,
Patnal said. His jowls shook lightly. It took Leia and Han a moment to realize he was making a joke. And then they all laughed.
It's good to see you, Patnal, Han said. I'm glad they let you in. I think Klaatuinians have a lot to offer. You'll get in there, shake things up, and the galaxy will be better for it.
The compliment was genuine. The Senate, as it had recently proved, was a staid and conservative gathering of beings for the most part. There were a few exceptions, such as Han and Leia's friend, Luette Wool. Word of the new senator from Benish, Kamaran Suldar, was positive as well.
That means a great deal coming from you two,
Patnal said.
I will do what I can. Perhaps,
he hesitated.
Go on, Leia encouraged.
Perhaps I am where I should be. Grunul was the founder and the real leader of the Sand Panthers, and will always be remembered as such. But if I can help this way, then perhaps I will honor his legacy while creating my own.
I think, my friend, she said, you are well on your way.